This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use that code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout. Also, listen to Is the Mic Still On the Radio Public app. It's a free, easy-to-use app. When you listen to our show with the Radio Public app, we receive direct financial support every time you hear an episode. Experience our show today on Radio Public by clicking the link in this episode's description, and thank you for listening.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
You're listening to episode 82 of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. Thank you for listening. If you want to support the show, please go to patreon.com/deadendhiphop and, you know, become a patron, man. We really appreciate the support. It helps keep the lights on and keeps us going. And that's it. So we're gonna go ahead and jump into the show.
Not the lights real quick. On.
Yeah, it does. It does. Hey, I'm just saying.
Why do they need to know that?
It does. Hey, you want to be recording in the dark?
We can. We have before. So shit. Sorry, don't not donate because we can't. We have, but you know, what's up? Wow, I feel like a lot of stuff has happened this past week, and I just don't really know where to start.
Can we start with Aretha?
Sure. So, RIP to a queen. Yeah. A legend.
Why do y'all say RIP? I know it's RIP, but like, why do I don't ever got why people say RIP.
Yeah, it sounds weird to me too.
Just like saying any other acronym.
I thought you said acronym like the acronym though.
I mean, it's kind of like a joke. Like people say LOL. Like it's LOL.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I don't. I wouldn't.
Thank you. Welcome
exactly.
To the
21st century. So I wouldn't use like some like RIP as a joke though. Like I guess.
I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying? Like
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I don't think. I mean, it may have started out that way, but I think it turned into just RIP. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I say RIP. I didn't know it was a thing that people say RIP. I'm sorry, Sophie. I'm 42.
That's fine. I just didn't know that this totally is where the conversation derailed. Was going to turn.
Yeah. I'm totally derailed poor Aretha.
I mean,
why was I trying to derail it? Because I didn't.
She know how black conversations go.
Well, that was the whole point of like not to derail it. I just didn't. I've never understood people that said like RIP instead of saying RIP because it does sound like you're kind of not joking about it, but like, I don't know. It's just to say RIP. Like RIP is, I don't know. It just sounds weird to me. Why are you looking like that?
Okay. Well, anyways, rest in peace to Aretha Franklin.
I get it to a degree.
Yeah.
I think it's disrespectful though. I think it's just like it's a young person thing.
It is.
And they just kind of, you know.
Shorten it even more.
I don't think people our age say that.
It's like it's already shortened. Rest in peace is already shortened by saying RIP, but even shortening it more is just saying RIP. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
The
just,
shit that you I contemplate.
I just don't understand.
It's so hilarious. I don't know. It's
like,
just,
we're stuck on this.
No, that's why it's funny.
That's why I'm looking though. Like that.
Like, you
I'm
saying contemplate the fuck out of some shit.
But really I'm not. I don't know, because she's looking at me like I'm stupid or something. I don't know. Like,
No, I don't think you're stupid. I think it's just like, you being typical Rod.
Like, this is something that I feel like you would say after the podcast to us.
No, I want him to say it on the podcast. That's why it's fucking hilarious.
Because I think it's people that think the same way I do. That's I mean,
like
maybe
five.
A sort of maybe.
But that's why it's funny.
Oh my God.
You know. I think he really sits around and thinks about this.
Seriously.
Shit. Like, wait, why? No. But why though? But why?
Rob, hey,
wake
corner.
Up. Wake up. I know it's 4 o'clock in the morning, but let's talk about this real quick.
Whatever.
Oh my God.
It was meant to be very
Do you
quick.
Understand? I would talk. Have you seen that meme of that mannequin sleeping in bed or whatever with the do-rag on?
I know.
And it turns around and then it just turns over real quick.
A mannequin?
There's like a mannequin head that got a do-rag on and it's like this joke or whatever. It was a... you know, on social media or whatever. Anyways, and they was putting like random shit, like when your girl wakes you up in the middle of the night with a stupid question and then you just look back and then just go back to sleep or some stupid shit. It would be really, really funny, but I feel like that's how somebody would be if Rod woke them up or something like that in the middle of the night. Like they just turn over like, what the fuck are you talking about? Go back to sleep. But anyways, yes, I feel the way that she died was really, really fucked up. Obviously, she lost her battle to cancer. It was just sad. And it kind of reminded me of my grandma. Like, how, you know, they said that she was really, you know, not doing well and terminally ill. And then, you know, a couple of days later, everyone was like, you know, give it some time, you know, like nobody really knows what's happening. And, you know, she was laughing and smiling and talking with people and everybody's like, see, she's back, whatever. And then it didn't happen. I feel like death a lot of the time comes in waves like that, where somebody's doing really bad or they go through a surgery or something in the hospital and they seem like they're doing better and they're surrounded by loved ones. And then it kind of just does take that turn for the worst. And it's sad. So,
Yeah, when I first saw the news before she passed, I saw like a day or two that she wasn't doing well.
Yeah.
And that friends and family were being called out. You know, they tried to kill Aretha before. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Right.
Who's yeah. they?
The, it was like media. The media.
Yeah.
Oh.
Said she was dead. How long ago was this?
This was about a year or two ago, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay.
So I was like, oh man, they're trying to kill Aretha again. And so I took it with a grain of salt. I was like, man, but then when I saw Stevie and somebody else. Stevie,
was that the first person that you saw?
No, that he went to visit her. I think it was Stevie went to visit her.
Shit.
Somebody, some of these old school singers went to actually go visit her.
That's sad.
I was like, oh no, this is serious.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next day, you know, it was trending on Twitter.
That's just awful. Yeah. I first saw it when I was actually, anyways, I was driving and yeah. Anyways, I was on Instagram.
Illegally.
Yes, of course. I told y'all I was on that shit.
Outlaw.
Whatever. Arrest me, nigga. Shit. I don't know what you want. Fucking like what? I don't know. But anyways, yeah, I was on Instagram and you know how like it automatically like generates to the top, like mm-hmm. like the new stuff. It just says, you know, Aretha Franklin dead at 76 or something?
Six.
Yeah, I was shook.
Yeah. Yeah.
My heart dropped. That's sad. It's like losing an auntie.
I mean,
she lived a long life.
She did. 76 life. Was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, 76 is a good age, and she did a lot of shit.
She did do a lot of stuff.
So it was about time for her to fucking rest, man. You know, give her a break. At least she didn't die. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I'm assuming she wasn't
in
a lot of pain. So at least she didn't get in like a car wreck or a fucking plane accident or some shit.
Oh, yeah, my God. So. Yeah, that would have been awful.
Yeah, she died at her home, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Hospice, I think.
No, I thought she was there. She was sent back home because they knew she. They kept saying she was very ill or whatever. So I would assume she wanted to be with family and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, I remember seeing it. It was like almost, it was talking about it as if she was already dead.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, it said she was gravely ill,
mm-hmm.
and then it said people are. What did it say? People are not paying respect. Maybe it did say paying respects. People are paying respects to the queen. I was like,
right.
She's not quite dead yet.
Right.
Give her a couple days. She might bounce back. You never know.
Yeah.
But I knew it was a, I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I knew it was kind of going that way when I saw her performing and she had gone from like 200, 300 pounds or whatever she was.
She's getting to like skinny.
She was tiny. And I was like, ooh, God damn, that's bad.
Yeah. And she didn't even, like her last performance wasn't even that long ago.
I know. And she still sounded great, but she right. looked good.
Just for sure.
Good, so
that's sad. Yeah. Also, interestingly enough, sorry, Ken, were you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is really random, but it has something to do with the Aretha Franklin dying. There was a story that broke that police responded to a shooting, I guess, that took place around 10:45 a.m. Near a barbershop where people were arguing whether over... Oh, who... Whether... Somebody was going to play her in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Was crazy.
Wow.
It's not Jennifer Hudson. Who is it that's going to play her in her biopic?
They weren't seriously talking about Halle Berry, were they?
No.
Oh, because that's what the argument was about, and that's what the shooting was over.
Well, that's, what? Well, I don't know. I kind of justify that shooting.
Yeah, that seems appropriate.
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry would not make a good Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah. I thought that's... I was like, y'all aren't... saying that she would.
No,
there's a legit one coming out. I just don't remember who's going to be in it. I'm trying to find it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you need to fire a couple
as you
shots.
Find that, I'll read the story.
You say fire some warning shots?
Yeah.
did y'all ever see the one? I know I'm not trying to get off Aretha, but...
that's going to work.
Yeah, sorry.
It is Jennifer Hudson.
It'll come to me. I forgot the name of the actress.
Yeah, so the actual story was saying, I'm sorry, when I read the story, I was dead. Like, you really can't make this shit up. Police responded to a report of a gunshot victim Thursday morning around 10:45 a.m. Police said that the shooting happened in the 300 block of East Washington Street that started with an argument. News 3's Rachel Carden spoke to a witness who said that he heard the two people in the local barbershop arguing over whether or not Halle Berry would play Aretha Franklin in a movie. Like, the fact that that just escalated to that point is honestly so comical to me.
Did they say how old the people were?
They had to be old. Okay.
At least the one that shot was old.
Okay, wait.
I'd be disappointed if they're not.
Police said the fight turned physical, and then one of the subjects identified as 44-year-old Michael German Hatton produced a firearm, shooting the other man at least once outside of the shop.
You thought it was going to be older, though, huh?
I thought it was going to be like 60.
I think it'd be at least a little bit over.
Yeah. Well, 44. Enough. Aretha was still relevant.
When
had a nice hit.
There was no fucking Halle Berry.
This is crazy.
Halle Berry, but
he said Franklin had previously wanted Berry to play her in an upcoming biopic, but Berry claimed she couldn't sing and wouldn't do the role justice, according to E! News. My friend's ending a shootout, though. That's crazy.
Shootout is crazy.
That's crazy.
Shootout is crazy. But we say that all the time, like, you know, back in the day, like, you know, people used to get in fights and stuff escalate over the craziest things.
That's dumb shit. That is so crazy.
Yeah. The actress I was thinking of was Zoe Saldana, I think is her last name.
Play Aretha?
No, as Nina Simone. She did actually play
Aretha. And it's bad. And it says bad. That.
It has poor
reviews. Did anybody see that movie?
I don't think so.
I don't recall anyone seeing it.
It was like, what?
But it came out.
Yeah, it came out. It's out. Mm-mm. No, I think it went straight to like,
Oh, thank God.
But yeah, I saw it like, because it's on Comcast or whatever. And the ratings is like 2%. Like, it's crazy.
I thought you were going to say 2 stars out of 5.
Man, it's like, that's the lowest I've ever seen.
You watched the whole thing?
I haven't watched it. No. I haven't watched it. I just, because when I saw it, it looked bootleg as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, it did, man. And then her as Nina, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Did you ever watch the Jimi Hendrix
biopic? I did.
With, I felt so bad for Andre, because he did a good job.
I'm lying. I watched the Miles Davis thing. That's what
I still haven't watched that with Don Cheadle.
Yeah, I watched the Miles Davis one. But I didn't. I never got around to watching the one with Andre.
It could have been good, but since they took all that man's music away, it was just so
the music
bad.
Wasn't in the movie?
No, that was why it was like a flop. Mm. Well, I don't know if that's just the only reason why, but that was like the main reason people didn't want to see it, because the estate wouldn't let them use any of Jimi Hendrix's music. Mm-hmm. So he's playing fucking Rolling Stone covers and shit throughout the movie. It's terrible.
Wow.
But he did a good, I thought he did a good job as Jimi Hendrix.
I really thought he was going to take off as an actor at one point.
Yeah.
And it just never kind of happened. Andre. Yeah.
Well, I want to create a playlist for our favorite Aretha Franklin songs. I already got B, so if y'all can send me y'all, I'll put it on the Is the Mic Still On playlist, like we did with Heavy D. Yeah, so we've done this before.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Years ago. Yeah.
I didn't send those songs in.
Yeah, you did.
For Heavy D?
Yes, you did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
Did I have more than two?
I think you had.
I don't know.
The Girls They Love Me and what's the one they dancing in the rain?
I think you only had two.
I think you might have said that. Like, it's not that many. So send the ones that you actually do like, and that's the ones we put in there. I remember that.
So, okay. I'll put a link in the description.
Cool. So, the next bit here, we actually have some good news. I came across this article and I thought that this was so dope. There was a man who was falsely imprisoned for 10 years, and he used his prison library to study himself, basically, and overturn his own conviction. Mm. And now he's basically out here, you know, helping other people, you know, and their cases and stuff like that. Yeah, it was awesome. So,
he sues the fuck out of the city.
Yeah, his name is Jared Adams, and he actually helping overturn, you know, other innocent people's convictions. And he said that when he was in jail, well, how it started was, I guess he was on his way to college and he had some type of, you know, consensual, sexual encounter or situation that happened with the girl. And he said, you know, he went on about his business and was, you know, living his life after that. And then the cops came to arrest him. They said that it was a racially motivated thing. I don't think it details if the girl was white or not. I don't even know if that matters. But Yeah, they said that he got arrested and he was really confused. He had never been arrested before. And then when he went to jail, his cellmate was saying, you know, like, you got this, you know, like, I think he was rooming with somebody who like had access to like the law library or whatever. Sorry, like the prison law library or whatever. And was telling him, you know, like, you should try and fight this, you know, like he didn't really have anybody on his side. I think they ended up moving him back or out of the state to where the actual alleged rape or whatever that they were saying happened. And he really couldn't afford to pay for his legal fees. So he had to, you know, figure it out. And he, you know, represented himself in court and got himself out of it. So that's amazing.
It's actually like quite a few people that do that, like kind of learn in prison and help other people. Mm-hmm. I did a documentary with this Women's on the Rise. It's like kind of like an LGBT community. Mm-hmm. And one of the ladies, she was just saying how like a lot of women are in prison like that people don't even realize. Like,
oh,
it's almost like a war.
Sure.
And
What was the name of the documentary? Do you remember?
It was just like Women's on the Rise. So okay. It was just like this LGBT community or whatever. And we did a documentary on them. And she was just saying like, she did pretty much did the same thing. She was in there for so long. And then she actually got herself off too, if I recall, mm-hmm. because of all the studying that she did while she was in prison. And now she actually helps other women as well mm-hmm. to get off and stuff. So.
That's dope.
Yeah, man. Dang, it's pretty cool.
You're like a superhero.
Yeah. That's like honestly amazing. Yeah, that's amazing.
Wait, real quick. This wasn't on the list, but I just got to ask y'all. Did y'all see this chick that got a fucking face transplant?
Mm-mm. Okay.
Y'all didn't see that shit?
Bro, really, like face off.
Yes. So, like she shot herself in the face trying to commit suicide.
Oh, hell no.
And the whole middle of her face was just gone. Like, she had no nose, nothing.
Jeez.
And they fucking put a face on her. They took a face off of somebody else and put it on this chick. And she's walking around here with a new face.
Question.
Was her face, like, real, like, puffy?
Bruh.
I don't
want to
see this.
Bruh.
I think I may have
does she look
seen
dead?
That, but I don't think I read the article. I may have just seen it on Twitter.
Yeah, how does the skin stay alive? And
that's
like,
what I was trying to figure out, because we were talking about that last night.
If you transplant it quick enough, and obviously you have to have a hellified surgeon.
Like what, in 30 seconds?
Well, nah. Like your skin could stay, you know, looking alive longer than that. But it's all about how it attaches to your cells and, you know, everything you got going on, all of your tissue and all of that.
That's so odd, because I feel like I looked into like plastic surgery and stuff like that, and I know that you can't do fat transfers from like one person to another. So like to have a whole face from somebody else,
I mean, she still looks crazy, but she doesn't look anywhere near as bad as she looked before.
Really?
Yeah.
That is wild.
So it looks better?
Yeah, of course. She had no face before.
I mean,
she was like Two-Face.
She had like her whole shit was gone.
How you missed?
Like Gus?
Stop.
I'm just saying.
She didn't miss. She just lived.
It says, yeah, that happens. That happens.
Oh,
yeah. And plus, I mean, you got to think, if you're trying to shoot yourself in the face, I assume with a shotgun or something, it's probably not a shotgun.
No,
her head would have been
too
gone.
Damn big.
I don't know what she used, but I'm sure she probably, you know.
Yeah, jerk.
Yeah.
That's why you just go. Wow. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
But if you're going to do it, you might as well just do it the way that.
It's crazy. I didn't see the before. I saw
her
after and the actual face mm-hmm. before they put it on hers.
Mm-hmm. You know what she looks like?
I didn't
like?
See her blown. Don't do that.
No, not now. Before.
Oh.
You know, put it on Is the mic still on?
She looks
Instagram?
Like.
Yeah.
People were getting upset about that.
I don't know.
Getting upset about
Yeah,
what?
they were like jumping on Nat Geo for posting these pictures.
I don't know if that's the one I saw, but it might be.
But they got to see.
I just didn't know that was the story, though, but.
Either way, she got a new face and she's walking around here happy as fuck.
I would be too.
Yeah. And you know, like I just think that I don't understand why people would get mad at posting that, because at the end of the day, it shows how far we've come, you know, technology and medically.
And they're only going to get better with that too.
Of course. That's crazy as hell.
I think they were upset because they were like, you know, y'all should have put a warning. You know, I wasn't ready for this, blah, blah, blah. You old punk ass, bitch ass motherfuckers.
Why do we live in such a PC world? Open this shit up at your own damn discretion, man. If it messes with you,
but that's what they're saying. Like, there was no warning, so you didn't give me a chance to open it up at my own. What is that?
That's not funny.
That's what she looks like before, like the marshmallow fire guy.
Picture.
What? Why? That's what I... That's,
I can't.
Yeah, that's not funny. Anyway.
I mean, she don't look like that no more. So, hey, God bless.
Yeah.
He did. Quite.
Oh, does she?
Come on, man.
Know. Really? You do?
What?
He's what? Like, I'm just... No.
He's trying to digest it.
Oh, he was grinning. I was like, no, I can't believe you infected Rob with this bullshit, dude.
Why?
No.
What were you about to say?
I was just looking at you.
I know you do.
No, I don't have anything. I was just literally like, damn, so...
Yeah.
What? Isn't that dirty?
Yeah. I didn't want to say it out my mouth like, damn, Sophie. I was just like, you know, I was just keeping it to myself.
It's just crazy, like, the way she... No, she does not look like that person.
I'm not
going to
know.
You're not going to know?
I mean, no, okay. She does. She like does look like it, but I'm not. Right. I wouldn't have said what you said. Oh.
Like, well, it might be an old woman's face because, like, if you look at her there. Of course, she looks like she's young.
Mm-hmm. That's just one of the things I wouldn't say out loud.
Oh my god!
You know what, like I was saying last podcast.
She had to have been that young because how you can't keep a face for like in a cooler.
First of all, well, my slow ass. I said she looks like a completely different person.
Well, she is.
She is a completely different person.
Do you think
really
that she
all that
has
changed
any...
was her nose and her mouth, though?
No, that's the whole face.
Do you think they show it on that? I'm gonna find the picture.
Bro, do you think she has identity issues now?
Why?
Oh, I thought you were making a fucking joke.
No,
I thought you were making a joke.
No, not because
like this is Tales from the Crypt or some shit. Like she gonna wake up and think she's somebody else.
No. I'm just saying, dead. Like obviously, you know, she looked like she was in her early 20s, right in that far left picture.
Yeah,
that's your face. That's how you've been, you know, your whole life. And then
wake up to a new face.
Okay. I feel like you might have some identity issues.
Wait, no, Mike, I have a question. So the first girl was the girl whose face she got transplanted onto her, or that's what she used to look like?
No, the first girl is what she used to look like.
Whoa.
So the young girl, and then she blew her face off and then got the new face.
You got to put it on IG, man, because people got to see what you're talking about. I mean, you can put it up and then take it down, but like you got to put it up.
Nah, if I put it up, it's going to stay up. Y'all
just do it like multiple pictures and be like, warning, this is graphic, and then they can
But it's not even graphic.
No, it's not. I'm going to put it up.
That's some sucker shit.
Wow.
But it will be on IG.
I thought that was the girl whose face she got transplanted onto her.
No.
Because I was like, damn, they don't really look like. Okay.
I'm trying to find
why y'all thought I was making a joke?
Because it was almost funny.
Oh,
I wasn't trying to be funny.
That's why I like
it. Like Sophie was making a joke.
Sophie was definitely making a joke.
I was not making it a joke. I was laughing at what I thought was an implied joke.
There's a picture of them like in the hospital room with the face like on a side table. So that's how I know it was the whole face.
That's crazy, bro.
Damn.
Mm-mm. She's still making jokes.
Mm-mm.
That's fucked up, man.
So, because she looks like she's about 20 something.
Yeah.
Her face looks like it's about, what, 40?
Yeah, her face looks old, but
her whole body looks older, though.
What I was going to say about that, what I was going to say about the whole identity crisis thing is that she may not experience it too much because, you know, like how when people lose weight, they still feel like they look.
Oh yeah,
big and stuff. Bro. So it's like sometimes you just
body just.
I don't know,
but just like, think about what she's going through mentally. You're looking in the mirror
and you're like 10-15 years older than you actually.
But she looked in the mirror before and she had no face.
Right,
yeah,
I feel you.
And just think about mentally what she was going through to pull the trigger.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? And then not to have a new face, I don't know how you cope or deal with that.
After you go through a surgery like that, are you like kept in quarantine to make sure that you don't try to do it again?
Of course you.
Oh yeah.
So she's like,
this happened I'm not even going to try to give years. I might be wrong and people are going to jump on me. But from what I understand, this happened years ago.
Okay.
And she lived for a while with the face.
Okay.
And now that she has this new one, she's like, I can finally walk outside and people not stare at me like they used to.
Damn.
I mean, I'm sure people will still stare.
For sure.
Because she still doesn't look, you know, quote unquote normal. But they're not going to stare like they did before when she had no fucking chin and nose.
Did she detail like whether she had to reach out and try? Like, was she like looking to get it? Yeah.
I didn't dig into it that deep. I just saw it on TV and I was like, face transplant?
That is crazy.
And I didn't know there was pictures of her before face until last night. My girl was like, oh, go check out what she liked before.
But that just shows, man, these movies are not that far off. Mm-mm. They are not far off.
You could transplant almost anything nowadays.
Yep.
Yeah. Eventually, like brains, that dude that was all crying in the last episode because he couldn't get a girl, he can go get himself a new face and be straight. Mm-hmm. Face off. Looking like Boris Kojin. Face off too.
So there's, God, I'm not going to lie. I did not read into the story, but I did see it kind of brush across my timeline. Apparently, I don't know, there is going to be some type of Twitter API shift where I guess they take people who you normally wouldn't interact with or follow and like opinions that are, that oppose yours and try to put it on your timeline.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, and everyone's like, this is going to be horrible. For,
like, wait, explain that one more time.
Okay, so the Twitter API shift has taken out most of the tools people were using to filter out bots and trolls just in time for Jack's plan to force you to see tweets from people you don't follow or want to engage with. This is literally a recipe for harassment of marginalized users.
Well, first of all, you don't have to do that. Like, they find you anyway. You know, so
what, you mean like bots and trolls and stuff?
The people that you don't want to engage with
are
going to find you. I think this could be, I'm just taking a stab at it because, you know, we have tunnel vision, you know, in terms of what we follow. We only follow, if we're conservative, we only follow conservative stuff. You know, if we're Democratic, we only follow Democratic stuff. So I think he's probably just trying to intermingle ideas so, you know, people can have more of a balance. So
yeah, that seems dumb though. Like, I feel like feel like it doesn't even take an entire like conference meeting to like sit down and be like, you know, this is a dumb idea. Let's scrap it. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if, like, to me, that sounds like if you draw like a bubble map in a meeting and you're trying to like throw out ideas and somebody like way in the corner has some like connecting bubble all the way over or whatever. And you're just like, yeah, let's throw this idea out. They're like, no, let's scrap it. Like, to me, that wouldn't be like the main idea. It would be like,
you know what?
But you know, something else
with the backlash against fake news and how people can get caught up in their own world and how that can and basically influence like the decisions that happen. We're talking about global decisions,
all that stuff.
I can understand the idea behind it, whether or not you want to implement it or you want to, because that's how Facebook got in trouble, forcing things on people. Well, somewhat forcing things on people against their will. But I don't know. I think sometimes when you only follow Fox News, you know, you don't realize that there's some counter to what's going on.
For sure.
Or what the propaganda that they're putting out there, or CNN. You know, sometimes Fox News may have another angle to it. And then if you get information from both sides, then you can make more of an informed decision on what you think about that. So, you know, but
I, like, in theory, that's probably what it would be in a perfect world. But I feel like it's just going to end up with a whole bunch of people fighting over shit whether it's true or not.
But they're already fighting, you know, the liberals. But,
right. So why make it worse?
Why are we fighting more?
Yeah. Why would you want to make it worse? If I don't want to follow fucking Bill O'Reilly, then I shouldn't have to see Bill O'Reilly's shit. I understand things can get retweeted into my timeline, but then if I wanted to, then I can just go and follow that person. But I don't think Twitter should be making the decision to say, okay, well, since you're on our platform, we're now going to force you to see opposite opinions. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So if I am now like, if I am anti-racist, does that mean that I have to now see things where it's like, oh, well, there's this other side that you're not thinking about. Like, I have to
like
see
that
this
Joyner
shit.
Lucas video.
Yeah, right. Do I have to see the other side
come
now?
Come together and see things like, from both sides.
Yeah, I think I just need, I do need some more information because you do have the ability to follow who you choose. So how are they putting, you know, these tweets into your timeline?
Yeah.
Is it a retweet, like you said?
Yeah, is it like a sponsored?
Or is it like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or they do that now with those sponsored shits.
Yeah.
Where, like, I'd on Instagram, I'll go through and something
everyone.
Will pop up. It happens to me all the time. I'll be scrolling through and then like a chicken ad will pop up. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, why is this here? I don't want this.
Their cookies are
right, not chicken.
They're what?
Know you,
right, they
chicken.
Know you don't fuck with chicken. Hey, what the hell?
I guess they're trying to convert me. Damn. They're trying to give me an alternate opinion.
That's propaganda.
Yeah,
they're trying to get you back, man.
Well, kiss my ass.
Say, come on back, Mike.
Chick-fil-A is behind it.
You can always come home, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. That's fucking crazy to me. But I feel like Twitter has been on some bullshit lately, just in general, because I feel like they do this thing where people constantly complain about, hey, I'm black and this person's calling me a nigger, or this person is saying that I should go kill myself and eat shit and die. And then somebody else will just in passing say something, you know, to their buddy or whatever. That's like, shut up, bitch. And then they'll get suspended. And it's like, why is that happening? There are so many people of color and accounts from people who are just, you know, I feel like chilling or just like personalities where they just say shit and they'll get suspended before Nazis or other people like that on that site, which is a problem that people have had for a long time.
I got suspended like that when this dude was calling me a, I can't remember what he was calling me. He might've been calling me a faggot. I don't remember. And I think I told him to go eat a dick and I got blocked, but he didn't, or I got suspended.
How long? I remember that.
It was a couple days.
He reported Mike.
Yeah, he reported Mike me. And I was like, but how are you reporting me when my shit is a response to what he said? And his tweets were still up.
It's like, they don't take that into context or anything.
No, they're just like, you said to eat a dick. So therefore,
how is that even?
I think he reported you, right?
He reported me, but I'm saying, but they should do some research. Like, if you click on the tweet, you see the response right above it.
Well, that's where they get in trouble, is they just automatically just
do.
And they don't actually...
Not in cases for people who, you know, not for everybody, basically. It's very divided. It's not equal at all. Like, Mike can get blocked for something because somebody with 13 followers or whatever is complaining or whatever. But if somebody's, or if Mike, you know, as big as his account is on Twitter, is trying to, you know, say some, you know, something about somebody else, it's kind of like, oh, let's just take that into review for a couple of months.
You know,
I don't ever report people. So
no, I'm just saying that's probably how they do it. You have more influence over the little guy with 13 followers.
You just block him.
I just block him.
We haven't talked.
What do you guys think about this whole Alex Jones being suspended?
That was very interesting. That was very
y'all gotta fill me in. I don't know what the fuck
he's
talking about.
He's InfoWars.
Yeah, Alex Jones is
everywhere.
She probably don't know who he is.
She don't pay attention to stuff like that.
Yeah, this dude.
What is that?
So Sophie, I got into this guy like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
I figured.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, but it didn't take me long to understand that he wasn't that crazy.
Yes, he was. Not, he was always a nut.
He was always a nut. Beginning. Who is
we
this?
Got you. Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
He was always a nut, but he wasn't as crazy as he became.
That's where I was.
Guy was like a conspiracy theorist, right? And every single day there was this new agenda, and this like just the world was going to end.
Were they all like interconnected, or was it just this is what's going on today?
A lot of shit was random, but a lot of shit was interconnected.
But it made more sense back in the day.
When you say back in the day, like Post 9/11, right after 9/11.
So he's been doing this for more than a decade.
Yes. If you wanted to believe it, you could believe it.
Yes.
So like the Illuminati.
Well, Illuminati's real, but not like.
Yeah.
They're not Satanists sacrificing people.
Yeah. It's
he was like the 9/11 truthers.
Yeah. There's secret societies. Yeah, you don't believe in secret societies?
Well, in the sense and theory of Lady Gaga had a triangle in the back of her.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Exactly. The new money's real, but they just start adding all this bullshit to it. That's the kind of shit that Alex Jones would do. Mm. Like, oh, Jay-Z put up a diamond. The diamond thing. Whatever. So automatically it's two pyramids. So therefore he's looking at it.
Hey, Rod, do you remember did we talk about this at work? Remember the guy that was anti-Jay-Z and Beyonce? He called him Satan?
Yeah. Just like It was a black guy. He had like all these video references. Always, see, when they got the goat right here in this scene, and then they did this, and then I think you, FIFO, was like, you know, you do think they're playing on that because people think that.
Yeah, I think they're using it to their advantage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Alex Jones. Yeah, anyway, Alex Jones. So, yeah, this guy's just a big-time conspiracy theorist. And his channel, his following has grown exponentially. Because when I was following him, he was maybe a couple hundred thousand. But he got over to millions, like multiple
just
millions.
Just off of this conspiracy stuff. Because he had a big following.
He was a big fearmonger. I think that's the best way to call him. Because he would scare you into thinking all of this shit was going to happen tomorrow. And nothing that he said ever really truly happened in the way he said it was going to happen. So, you know, fast forward 2018, YouTube shut his stuff down.
But he was off the chain.
But yeah.
Like he was saying stuff that nobody in their right mind would believe. Like he quadrupled down, you know, talking about aliens and all. Like he was ridiculous.
Wow.
So the big gripe that people have, or the issue, is like, you know, and they're calling it censorship. They're saying he's being censored, and
technically he has the right to say whatever the fuck he wants on whatever platform.
As long as you don't violate their terms of service.
Technically, he's not being censored. the government has to censor you. The public just has no right to uphold your right to free speech. And that's the problem I have with this whole thing. Mm. It's like, it's, I understand that it's limiting and that's kind of fucked up, but these are all private entities. Like YouTube is a private entity, Facebook, Twitter, all of these. So if they want to kick him off, you can't then cry, oh, well, this is censorship. It's not. He still has the right to go say whatever the fuck he wants.
Just
he
not can on go, their platform.
Just not on their platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right.
But then they shut down his website as well.
I think the domain people
they can do that
off.
Too. They can make that decision too if they don't want to, support, somebody like that. Like, there were plenty of, alt-right people getting their shit shut down. Like these conservative websites that went far, far, far left, they were starting to shut them down. And they would have to go overseas and find somebody that would actually, that would host their website. And then the people would, go on there and start bombarding that company about the stuff that they were doing. And, that company would have to make a decision, on whether they want to continue to host them or not. But no, this is not like, I just don't understand why everybody's clamoring for a guy that's out here. Putting out all this dangerous rhetoric. Like there are people that are believing this stuff, but at the end of the day, that's their right and their choice. But if he's violating their terms of service, they have the right to put it down. Like that's not censorship. They're just saying you're not following our rules.
It just gets a little scary because it's like, when all of these companies all at the same time decide to do it. Like, what was it, like same day?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it took a while.
So then it's like, okay, so y'all met and decided to do this.
To do this shit.
So then it's like, well, it's kind of scary because it's like, well, who's next?
Exactly. Who can they target?
Right.
Right. And if they don't believe or they don't see eye to eye with you, it's just snap of a finger and that's it. Mm-hmm. Whatever you've built up to this point in time, it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Right. Because, like, let's just say if the powers that be is like, yo, Dead and Hip Hop's getting too big, they're too honest, too truthful. For to this, to that, like yo, I'm gonna feel
a Thanos, huh?
Exactly. Hey, I'm gonna feel a certain type of way about that.
What do you mean, like if it was just on YouTube type thing?
No, if they just shut all of our shit down.
Oh, like on every single platform,
everything.
Ever.
YouTube, like, Twitter, IG, everything.
Like what's he doing? I don't know. I think Alex Jones is a fucking nut job. I don't necessarily agree with him being shut down. I'm just not gonna make a big fucking stink over
it.
If he wants to go rent out like a public building that and speak, he can still do that.
Ooh, and he would get that coin.
Huh?
If he charged people.
Oh, he
well, yeah, I'm sure.
Money. Oh, you know, he has plenty of money. Because I'm telling you, I've seen this guy grow from like having, a studio probably the same size as this, if not smaller, to like his shit look like a news station. He looked like CNN.
Start church.
Well, he's no different than preachers anyway.
Right. Yeah, he should start a church.
He's not.
He's no different.
He would make a lot of money.
I think that's why people are taking up for him. Like, they complain about him openly. Like, oh, Alex Jones, you guys need to shut him down. Then they shut him down. Like, oh, no, free speech. That could happen to us. We need to protect Alex Jones. It's like,
people are so back and forth.
Yeah, it's you kind of need to make up your mind. Just if you want him shut down and you think he's a problem, then you got your wish.
Yeah.
But what now, are you concerned that you're going to say something that's going to get you shut down?
Yeah, because people like that are always so fucking self-centered. It's like, you're bothering me, so therefore I think that you should be shut down. Then it's like, well, now I'm in jeopardy. It's like, I. They don't really care about the actual problem. Mm-hmm. You're just wanting to raise some kind of stink. Because, the thing about it is, there's, for every Alex Jones, there's like 1,000 other like, you know what I'm saying? Like children of Alex Jones. They're going to do the same exact shit. So it's like, you're going to keep shutting all of them down? Or why don't you just combat the things that he's saying as opposed to being like, well, just shut him down?
1,000.
I mean, I think he's garbage. I don't really care personally that he's shut down, but I also at the same time, I think it's like a slippery slope when it comes to this kind of shit. It's like that whole thing. I can't remember who said it, but it's like that whole thing where it's like you can combat the KKK all day, but you can still defend their right to free speech. I think it was Killer Mike that said that. And I feel that. It's like, yeah, I do think that you have the right to free speech, but at the same time, so do I. So if you want to speak, then I should make my voice known and combat what you say, as opposed to saying, well, I'm just going to shut down every single avenue that you have. that's not really going to work.
Yeah,
all that's going to do is just make it stronger.
Yeah, because the mindset is still going to be there.
Right. So it's like these people that think if you just hide from it. It's going to work in
different ways at that point. Yeah.
It's like if you just hide the ideals, it just goes away. That's not the way it works. It just gets stronger because now you're ignoring it and you're not paying attention to it. You don't have an eye on it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You would want stuff like that out in the open.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring it up when, you know, we haven't talked about that. And I've been meaning to bring it up, you know, at the last couple of shoots.
So. Yeah, I remember me and FIFO
yeah.
got in an argument about that shit.
That was at his career, right?
Yep. I told you then. I was like, man, stop listening to these. Because I believe in a lot of conspiracies, but I don't believe in these ones that are just so ridiculously far-fetched. Because it's like, if they're so ridiculous and convoluted, the government wouldn't leak them. Like, the government's not going to let something like that slip out and then let some dumbass on YouTube just figure it out. And then for decades, throw it out into the public. It's just not going to happen. The government has a lot of shit that they're hiding. Mm-hmm. But all of that,
unless
like...
Unless that's what they want you to
It's think. Not. Come on, man. This is that X-Files bullshit.
What?
There's a lot of shit going on, but...
Yeah, right.
I was like, man, that dude sounds crazy.
I love the X-Files.
Me too.
Shout out to Fox and Mulder.
So y'all out here paying for hairlines or what?
I need to.
I don't need to.
You would seriously get one?
Hey, holla at me, bro. Because
there's different ways to do it. It's like,
man, I've been doing
it for a while.
There's like the barbershop way, but then there's the surgery way.
Well, the surgery way, that doesn't always look for real. But the way that these barbershops are doing it now,
with that spray on shit?
No.
It was like actual grass or whatever?
No. No, sorry. They do it for real. Like I watch a lot of
like sod.
Got weed on your face.
Nah, I watch a lot of YouTube barbers or whatever. But basically, what they'll do is like they'll fade up your whole side, right? So like, like I'll use Ken.
Go ahead. Feel free. I'm an example.
What are you gonna fade?
Let's go.
He gets hair.
Cut it to the white meat.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Go ahead.
I got you. Everybody know I'm bald. I'm Jordan. Let's go.
Ken is bald. He's primarily bald up top, but he grows on the side.
Yeah.
Like most bald men.
Like George Jefferson.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. So
I need help. So we're gonna help Ken today.
But you're not the shiny bald though.
It doesn't matter. Trust me, it don't matter. So here's the thing. Like, you grow it out on the side, right? they got to grow it out on the side.
Yes.
And then in the middle, they'll take, like, the actual clippers to line you up that are balding clippers and bald everything out in the middle.
Oh, shit.
Everything out.
They make you more bald.
They make you more bald. They're, like, precisely bald, right?
Okay.
Then they put, like, this toupee type of thing.
Hell no.
To do what?
Hold on, Ken.
I'm not wearing a toupee, bro.
But it don't look like a toupee, though.
It's not a toupee. I can show you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So they put this thing on you.
Okay.
And then,
like... Like a lace front or something.
Yeah, it's like a lace front. It's like a lace front for men. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So they put it on and then they fade the whole thing. Yo, if you want a part in your shit, you wanted waves, anything you want.
So it's like a hair yarmulke.
How long does it last? For like 2 weeks?
As long as you want it to.
I don't think that's accurate.
Well, I'm not saying like the unlimited. It'll last forever,
but they'll last for a long time.
They glue it on?
I can attest to that. I'm telling you, if you get a regular frontal or whatever, like that only lasts for 2 weeks and you have to do maintenance with it. So two weeks is
pretty normal though.
That's normal, but that's not long.
That's my thing.
For the guys, all they got to do is just fade out the sides because obviously the top is going to grow.
So you got to keep the beard as it starts growing back, though.
It's like
you got to go back to the barber, get that thing lined up.
I'm confused.
They got you coming in for life.
Can we go back to this?
I mean, the shit, the fact that you got the top not growing and you just got to, you know, trim the sides.
Yeah, hey, but that shit look crazy. Like, I'm telling you, I saw it, like, you can't tell
the difference. It's weird.
If you come in here with no motherfucking, no Donald Trump.
If Tyler Perry would do. If our YouTube channel was popping, we would do this shit.
We who?
What?
Well, I would do it. We would make videos out of it. Oh. Yeah, to go get the toupee, and we would go. We'll find a barber. And we'll make
actually,
a
I kind of like this idea.
I do too, actually. You're talking it through.
Yeah, I kind of like
that. That'd be cool. Yeah. I think a lot of people watch this.
Ken's Corner.
Yeah, that's Ken, I swear to God, hey, man, you shave about like 10 years off your life. For real.
We should oh my God, I can do the interview.
He look in the mid-30s.
We should do this.
I'll follow you with the camera.
And then I'll interview him, like, on site.
Yeah, we should hit Killer Mike and see if he lets do it at his barbershop.
Yeah, that'd be tight. That'd be tight.
Swag shop. It's still a swag shop, right?
Yeah. Well, so what about the other way? The implant. So there's the implants,
yeah,
right?
So there's like a very expensive like implant way where like
Is this the one Safari got?
Yes.
Okay.
But this has been going on for
It's decades. Just now becoming a thing where
people are like admitting to it.
Cool for men to go get hair implants.
I mean, you know, people
I don't
be
see
stressed,
a problem with that.
You know? Early balding. But I think they
you
take
got hair. Not everywhere. Like, bruh. Like I could use a few more dreads.
You just kind of cover it up.
Yeah. Why do y'all part it like this?
That's hilarious.
You just lay it over.
Yeah, what?
No, but I think it's like a similar method. Wait, what is
no
it? What is that?
Fucking way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Are you
that
serious?
Looks crazy though.
Well, because he's not
looks,
crispy.
It looks good.
No,
it
don't
good
look crazy. It looks like that's him.
Yeah,
it
looks
not. Oh no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, he need to dye it a different color.
Nah,
why? That looks normal. He shave his mustache off.
Hey, put that on the Instagram so you got.
Yeah, this looks straight.
Yeah, send me that.
I just don't like when people who are of a certain age and like their beard and stuff like that has gray hairs and then they just got like a complete one color hair on the top. Like, that's so obvious.
No, it's not, because if I grow, I don't have much facial hair, but if I grow mine out, I have a lot of gray hair here, but I have like maybe 3 or 4 on my head.
Yeah, but that's my point. At least you have 3 or 4,
but you can't see
all
them.
Yeah, like, yeah, they're not that noticeable.
I can see one.
You a goddamn liar. That's a glare.
I can point it to you right
shut
now.
Shut the fuck up, Sophie. No,
right
you
there
don't.
I can't can.
Fuck off. No, y'all don't.
Yeah, where is it?
I'll be yanking them. For real?
Yeah, there's like one on the right side.
You don't yank them, do you?
I yank them bitches. Yes, I do.
Come back, bro.
Man, embrace.
Yeah, I yank them again.
Told ya.
Let it go.
Like, more come back.
My point is proven.
It's like Medusa.
I would be cool if a lot of them grew at the same time, but I just get like 3.
That'd
like
be
random.
You'd be looking like some sage.
Well, I see one right now.
Yeah, great dreads look dope, but mine don't
do
that.
I literally have like 3.
Yeah,
I know you can't see them.
No, you can't.
Nah. And I have like one main
right there, but it might be lint.
No.
Yeah, mine.
My is on the side.
So that's funny. One right in the middle. On the side.
That is so crazy.
Wow, like the hairstyles are endless. No, but seriously, I think I don't know how they do it. But I would assume it's like the complete opposite of laser hair removal. So I think it's like they do like a laser thing, but instead of like removing the cell or whatever, I think it's like stimulating it so that it grows back, or implanting it so that there is something to grow.
Yeah, I think
it's like planting seeds or something.
Yeah, because once they're dead, they're dead. You can't stimulate them. They don't grow back.
Yeah, so I don't know how they.
And my shit all smooth. Like,
unless you get stem cell.
Damn, this is freaking nuts.
Let me see.
I didn't know it was going on like that.
That's dope. Yeah.
I wish I didn't know y'all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, yo,
man, I'll be going for everywhere.
You can get parts. You can, like, whatever you want, like a design. They hook it up.
They hook it up.
Leaves is what it's called.
Man, Neo need that.
We need to change the name. Man, if they change the name, change the name.
Stop.
He needs a career weave.
So what was LeBron
He got a
getting?
Fedora.
FIFA.
That looked like that was
Beijing. Implant. Well, here's
Beijing.
Like, yeah, you don't know what it's like that.
No, I know, but men get the Beijing. I thought Beijing was for women.
No, what is Beijing?
I don't know what it is.
It's the Carlos Boozer.
The what?
I still don't.
The fucking paint.
No, he wasn't getting the paint.
Nah, he
didn't get it. Oh, that is so ugly.
Look at LeBron during the game and post game. Like, LeBron still has hair, but it's super, super light up top.
But
right?
I think he would go back and forth then.
Did you just hear what I said? I said, look at him during the game and him post-game.
I'm talking about sometimes, because you're right. I think there were times he did have the paint.
Yeah.
And I think there were times when he had the other one,
the
too.
The other thing.
Because it would last more than a day.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is when you watch him play the game, it's super light. And after the game, that shit darkened the motherfucker. I don't know how you do that.
Hey, but
it's with sweat, right?
I'm just glad
it
LeBron
sweats out, probably.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It sweats out, and then after the game, puts that shit right back on.
That's stupid, though. It's like, why don't you just not do it? Or you have money, just go get it, like, surgical.
That's what I thought, too, because, like, I noticed he started doing it once he did that movie with, what's the girl name? The comedian. What's the name of that damn movie?
Right back, bro. You get it right back.
Damn.
It's too late.
Ken, look.
Perfect. Perfect example.
I mean, it looks cool. If I ever lose my hair, I mean, I'm just going to shave my
shit. There's options out here. Just know. The end is not really
I wouldn't
the
mind
end.
Having a couple little dread implants.
You should just get extensions.
That's what I'm saying.
Like tomorrow. Like
no.
Do it.
What? No.
Why? No. It would look really good.
I'm just glad baldness like this don't run in my family.
Yeah, that's what it's
not.
Yeah.
No.
It's
not
like a slit disc, didn't it?
No, it would look like an enhancement.
My brother's starting to get
an enhancement. Does baldness run in your family?
I'm trying to make it sound better.
No? Okay, so then you straight.
No.
Right, baldness running your family?
All
right.
Damn. Yeah,
receding hairlines.
My grandfather and my father both have full heads when they die.
Okay, cool.
That's straight.
Yeah. I'm starting to get that receding though.
Oh yeah, my shit's receding a little bit. In the like, I get the what is this, Widow's Peak? Is that what this is called?
No, Widow's Peak is
on the front. What is this?
And
the
vampire shit, right? That's when it comes down, actually.
The Dracula.
Not when it goes back. Yeah, it's like
your
little like horn.
Still what is this? Now when it goes back, like that's just when it comes down.
No, this is called something.
I don't remember the name.
Like the little like triangle.
It's like a dip. It's like a dip in the corners.
But yeah, so so Safari. Yeah, but he said he came up off that though.
There's this whole oh my god, there's this whole thing going on.
How did that start?
Was he
talking shit? Because or is Nikki is
Nikki
this promo?
Lashing out like a little baby?
Remember on the last podcast?
People, you can't do that.
Wait, what?
He's showing another picture.
Wait, what is it? Let me see. This nigga is in the corner on his damn knees. He is
he
on his knees.
A picture
knees.
Of Kim. Away.
He's literally turning red.
A full head of white
what is wrong with you?
Watch Kim come back with
this. Looking like Frederick Douglass with a pain.
Red right now.
So real red. You're like that damn chair.
Why does this look like somebody I know?
It does. It's like Frederick Douglass.
No, it looks like
Kiko Cummins has been swagged up.
Yep.
Give a fuck what y'all talk about. Wait, I'm gonna fuck what y'all talk about.
I gotta see it now. Everybody left.
Big ass part right in the middle.
Oh, my stomach. That's amazing, though.
It is amazing.
It's art.
It is not art. If you don't stop,
that is
why?
Art.
That ain't no damn art.
It is. So for somebody to be able to transform somebody
it's
like
talent,
that,
but I don't know if I put that motherfucker in the loop.
Barbers are artists.
Yeah, barbers are artists. Yeah. Definitely.
But you don't get your haircut anymore.
I used to.
So
I
don't how did it start?
Ken, I'm sending you this.
So how did? Okay, it was just like. Oh.
What are we talking about? Safari?
Yeah, the whole airline thing.
Figure out how this whole thing went.
Basically, the origin of that entire confession came from Nicki Minaj and him arguing on Twitter. I talked last time about how I really didn't understand the concept of Queen Radio and really what the fuck it was about, because typically, and I didn't word it correctly last time, but typically I feel like when artists come out with like new radio stations for promos for albums and stuff, it's like them talking about the music. But then it's like, to me, I feel like the way that Nicki did it was kind of just like, you know, her album comes out and she's like, yeah, this is my album or whatever. But let me address all this other shit, though, which is kind of what threw me off. Because, I mean, I guess if you want ratings, then that's cool. But it's like not really connecting back to the music. But long story short, I guess there's some type of DJ called DJ Self. I don't know who that is.
Oh, yes, you do.
That's not his name.
Do I really?
Yeah, he's on like Love and Hip Hop and shit.
Don't
he's
watch
like
that. So,
yes, you do.
No,
he's
I don't.
Like a, he's like a pretty well-known
He was the guy that actually was trying to get Cardi B on before Cardi B blew up by herself.
Was that guy who was trying to fuck her?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's any guy, basically, isn't it?
Well, no, he was actually trying.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Because
so
he was trying to get her as her side piece. As his side piece.
Right. Oh!
You know nice. Self.
Oh, do I?
You yes. know
that's crazy because
I don't even watch the show and I don't know who he is.
Yeah, well, I don't watch the show, but they were watching Cardi B like clips of all of her moments or whatever
she
on the
said
show.
That forever, that part when
yeah.
she's like, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
So that's the guy who she was talking
that's
to?
That's who she was talking
that
to.
That is hilarious. Okay, so anyways, something popped off where I guess he, I don't really know the story that well. Something about New York rappers trying to not play Nicki Minaj's music or whatever. And I guess she had something to say about it. So she gets on Twitter and she's talking all this shit. And I guess, I don't know. Let's see if we can pull up some of the tweets here. So there's Safari side, but she basically was talking. She's trying to clear her name, basically. And she was saying to Safari, you know, like, you stole my card and you told me you thought it was an account with free money on it that I didn't know about. On God, God will strike you down and more for lying. Ha, stop saying you packed and left. On Jesus, you came to my house crying and begging to go to to go with me to Europe for the EMAs. I said, no, dummy.
Who is who?
This is Nikki talking. Basically, not subtweeting, but just airing out everything about Safari. It's so stupid to me. And then basically, it was funny watching all of Safari's reactions because she basically outed him, or I don't even know if it's outing him, but she was saying, you know, like, I should have never paid $10,000 for your hairline. That shit fell out. God don't like ugly, blah, blah, blah. And she kept going on and on about it. And he was like, you know, unless I really cared, I could not let the mention of somebody's name get me that riled up. That looks like someone who either still cares or is holding on a lot of hate towards somebody. How many times have I said I've never wrote your raps? Nobody even talks about that anymore. And she's in interviews basically still trying to defend herself. Like, I write my own raps.
In the album, too, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
She threw it in there a couple of times.
Right. That's what I was saying during a review.
Yeah.
To be out about him. Yeah.
And so, I don't know, his responses to me seemed very, like, cordial and just kind of like, look, this is what it is. I really don't know why she's blowing up like this. But it's very apparent to me that their relationship was clearly very, very toxic on both parts. And
she probably used to whoop his ass.
Well, he did say, let me see if I can find it.
I can see that.
He was like, remember the night you cut me and I almost died and the police... An ambulance had to take me out the crib on a stretcher and I had to lie to them and tell them I was trying to kill myself so they wouldn't take you to jail. When things like that start happening more than once, it's time to dip.
More than once?
Hello?
Dang, is that public?
Yeah. Got police more than once?
It's still
Why
up.
Why would it happen more than once?
Today. I don't know.
He was in love.
Fuck that. You cut me, I'm done.
He didn't have $10,000 for a hairline.
I don't need $10,000. Fuck my hairline. You just cut me. I'm suing the fuck out of you.
Yeah, I think it was
I'm going to have $10,000 at the end of the day. Shit, cut me. Look at how I'll cut your ass back. Isn't he Jamaican?
He is.
Wagwan Safari.
But she,
Wagwan.
Why do we do this every
Wagwan.
Time?
What the fuck's he doing? How you let some chick just cut you and you go on and you don't say nothing?
Well, to be fair,
I'm telling.
She's Trinidadian.
Give a fuck if she's whoever he is. I'm telling.
Not whoever
he is. I'm telling. I'm going to fuck.
I love your I'm telling segment.
I'm telling.
I'm telling.
He is not messing up that bad, though.
Messing up?
That money.
She... Chopped him up.
Yeah.
He's going to get money.
But the thing is, that was funny to me. She never came out and was like, I didn't do that. Stop lying. It was just like, nigga, shut up.
You know you did that.
Exactly.
You know you did that. That's
she knows she did.
That's why she didn't deny it. You can't deny
it. And then everybody's kind of like, is everybody just going to gloss over this?
Right.
And people, you know, I did.
Because I'm like, my thing was, what Tiger had to do with any of this?
That's not what
I'm talking about.
But I'm just saying.
We're talking about the domestic abuse, like, my nigga.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Y'all, she abusing Tiger right now. That's social
Fuck
media.
Tiger.
Abuse.
I ain't worried about Tiger. Tiger be all right. Don't even have a kid.
His hairline looks good, though.
He have a kid with our Kardashian. He's straight. No, he doesn't. Sorry.
He doesn't.
He fucked up.
Travis Scott.
Sorry, he fucked up.
The whole family is so interrelated.
No, I thought, wait.
No.
He was fucking with him, but I don't think he got a. I don't think
he has a kid with
China. I'm sorry, I derailed the conversation.
That's right, he has a kid with China. Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, y'all go back to Nikki chopping up.
Yeah, exactly. Tiger, yeah, leave Tiger alone, man.
Yeah, Tiger's minding his business, living his best life. What else?
What best life?
I don't know.
Living my best life.
Ain't worried about you, niggas.
But yeah, this whole drama was just ridiculous to me. It was very entertaining, but it was just like Nikki,
you know. I wasn't entertained.
Okay.
What did you need to be entertained, Ken?
What else?
I was like, can we grow up?
Hello?
That was like, man, like, is this serious? In my head, I was like, okay, I hope this is promo. But if this is not promo,
yeah.
can we grow the fuck up?
Why are we doing this? It's promo to an extent. But to me, it's like, she shifts her focus so damn much. It's like, why can't we just focus on the music? Even when it's like,
no, she needs
promo,
to divert
man. It's
attention
promo because
away
I think,
from the
I think
music.
In, somewhere in there she said, don't worry about it. I'm going to talk all about it on my show.
She's
going to
talk about it on her show.
So
but,
it's promo.
So, okay. So I work with this girl who's a real big Nikki fan. Thank God, because I asked her shit that I didn't have to listen to. So I was like, what's Queen Radio? Like, have you listened to it? What do they talk about? Do they have it? Like, is it structured or like what's going on? And she was like, you know, I'm listening to it right now. It's not structured. It's basically just Nikki talking. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't like... It's basically background noise to her fans until they hear something that's oh my God, this is really good. Or, oh my gosh, she's airing out something here or there. There's no structure. It's not, hey, we're going to talk about this first. Or, you know, I'm bringing in this guest to talk about this. It's just very like, damn, what y'all niggas doing? This is what I ate for dinner last night. Oh, and by the way, fuck that bitch Remy. But I love all women though. But at the same, like, it's just very like all over the place, which is the vibe that I got when I first initially heard about the rollout. But my thing is like, I just figured with an album that you just dropped and a radio station named after the album you just dropped, why are you not mostly focusing on the album?
Because it's whack.
Yeah, she's doing the right thing.
But then again, it's getting good. It's getting good praise. So
from none Nicki fans, because I saw Barbs.
No,
it's getting, I know that they're ecstatic. Yeah, for sure.
Nah, Charlamagne said it was tight. Rosenberg said it was tight. It doesn't matter if they're lying. It doesn't matter. But it's getting praise from prominent people. So I mean, she'll be all right.
I'm glad you said it's about the lying part.
I mean, I don't believe.
This clear.
It's one of those things where it's like. I feel like nobody, well, not nobody. I'm definitely sure that a lot of people have listened to the album. I just think that a lot of people who are giving all these like critical acclaimed reviews who typically wouldn't listen to some music like her are like, they're just saying it because, oh, I know her. Cool. It's more like, good job for dropping the album, but I didn't really listen to it. Or I clicked off after the first song or whatever. You really feel like all these people in the industry like listen to it and like it?
All of them? No. Do I think... Some of them listen to it and like it, sure.
Yeah, some of them, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not that far-fetched. Just because none of us liked it doesn't mean that nobody else is going
to
like it.
I want to try and listen to it again, but I don't want to force it on myself. You know how sometimes music can grow on you? I don't know if that's going to be the case with this.
That's just not going to grow on you.
I doubt it.
Like a fungus.
I think it's something about her sound. I was reading in an article that, you know, with all of these new like female rappers and stuff coming out, it's kind of like her sound is starting to be a little bit outdated. Like it's not as fresh as it was or, you know, as original as it used to be because, you know, at first she was the only force in female hip hop for a while. And now it's kind of like, well, that's not the case anymore. And a lot of female hip hop like City Girls and Rico Nasty, all these other girls, they have sounds that are more like grungy. And like hard hitting and not China with China and back of the China. And when I was in China, I was on China. Like, you know, it's just different. It's just different. Like, I feel like she can't rely on that as much anymore. And it's dope that she has that part of her fan base. But it's like, at this point.
My coworker liked it. She likes trap music like that. Cause I told her, I was like, yeah, that new Nicki trash. She was like, oh, really? Really? And then she was like, I went in there, she was listening. I was like, you listen to that garbage. And she was on like track 10. She was like, yeah, you know, I like this, you know, whatever. I was like, for real?
Track 10.
She was like, yeah. She was like, I like it.
I busted out laughing.
Do you really think everybody think it's garbage though?
No, I don't.
No.
So that was before the review. So coming in, I was like, dang. Like, so I guess in my mind, I was like, okay, the Barbs, right? So of course they're going to like it because they're fans of Nicki. Mm-hmm. So, but she's not a Barb. So, and she liked it. So I'm like, oh, okay. So there's somebody that's not in the cult of Nicki that actually likes the album for what it is. So yeah, there are people that like it that are not in the industry or that just likes music.
Just casual listeners.
Yeah, just casual people that don't act. And that was the other thing that I pulled away from. Like, okay, so we... You know, for the most part, listen a little bit more critically about the music. But there are people, like you said, just casual, just listeners, just put it on like, oh, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I think there are people out there like that and the fans.
All right, guys, don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter DMs. Our first question is from... Shantae. So Shantae has a question. She says, my boyfriend of 7 years has just proposed to me. We love each other so much and he's truly the best guy. He cares about me a lot and always puts me first. Plus he's a super hot physician. Okay. Anyways.
He's fucking other chicks.
Damn.
She's like two sentences in.
He's absolutely perfect. The only problem is his parents. He's super family oriented and extremely close with them. Here's the problem. They're extremely conservative, Trump loving bigots. They're fake and horrible. The reason I say that is because, well, they're doctors too. And they always make passive aggressive, borderline rude jokes about me being liberal and my job. I'm a teacher. Literally every time I meet them. They've also joked about really racist and feminist shit, and I just can't. They're literally super, they're literally the super rich, snobby, pretentious old people stereotyped in movies and TV. That's them in real life. But their son is so different. We've known each other since college, and he's been the most respectful, kind, and caring person he is today. The only good thing I've known his parents to do was raise somebody like their son. And like I've said, he's very close with them and respects them immensely. Not their political views, but the fact that they're his parents, etc. I think he knows that I'm bothered by their remarks and has talked to them about it, but some people just can't change. That's the kind of considerate guy he is. I love him so much, and he loves me more. And is very understanding. He would do anything for me. And I can't ask him to choose his parents. And we've talked about our future kids and how we see each other's together. I just really don't want their values and morals instilled in our children. That might sound bitchy of me to say, but if you met them, you'd understand. They're like Mike and Karen Pence, if not the Trumps. What the fuck do I do? I'm crying right now. I can't even think anymore. I'm so scared. Please help.
Oh, I feel bad. I apologize for my joke, Shantae.
He's still fucking. I would like to know. I think race would be helpful.
I was thinking that.
Same.
Because yeah. Shantae, I would figure, is black. Yeah, I don't think there's white Shantae's. Black.
Yeah, this is confusing.
Because black super conservatives, that's extra weird.
Yeah. It's to assume that she's black and the guy's white. Let's just assume that.
Should we, though?
Yeah.
I think basically. We should address the question without knowing race.
How do you do that? You can't do that.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Well, then, I think she's black and he's white. Or she's a minority and he's white.
Or maybe they're both white. Maybe it's Medina's just.
And she's offended by even though she's white.
That could
be the case.
I know
plenty of white people that get hella more offended than me about that shit. I'd be telling them to chill out.
As they should.
Oh, yeah. White people be showing true. Out.
in a relationship?
Oh,
hell yeah.
Duh, that affects hell them in a relationship. Yeah. The hell? Of course that affects them in a relationship.
It doesn't affect them directly, but it affects their sensibilities.
Yeah.
The fact that she's like crying and stuff though, like that shows me that she's a minority, and they're white.
Or it's just that she's, you know, madly
sensitive
in love with this dude and she has
doesn't want to marry into
Trump.
A piece of shit family.
Just man, you got what, 2 years, hopefully? You know, just get through it. Like once
what's the 2 years?
Trump.
Oh,
well,
Trump.
once he's out of office, you know what are they going to say then? I mean, they can jump to other conservative talking points, but
they're still going to
be racist.
What the hell?
I just thought most of what they were saying was just Trump stuff. I didn't know they were.
No, they were comparing.
I forgot about the racist
they said
comments.
Super conservative and
they say pseudo racist things,
anti-feminism. Yeah. They belittle her about her job. I'd be damned.
But that, I mean, what? Okay, so what is she asking? Because I mean, that has no bearing on her relationship with the guy.
It doesn't.
As long as the guy understands that his parents are trash.
Well, maybe she's wondering, like, okay, like, how do I not necessarily talk to them about it, but how do I make this like an even playing field?
You got to
like,
fight how- back. You got to fight back. You need to go in there with a lot of Obama gear.
Wait.
Just stop
going. Go in there with an Obama mask.
Obama 2018.
On. Yes. Go in there.
Obama 2020.
Down.
Michelle 2020.
100%.
Well, let me ask you, Mike. Since like you had a similar situation based on a story you told us, but so like how did it make you feel when you went just knowing that you wasn't really accepted by her like. Her parents and stuff like that. Like, what was your thinking and thought process? You know, as far as like, if you were to like approach, were you going to approach them? Did it bother you like that? Like, how did you feel about it?
The thing is, I'm used to racists, so I picked up a little bit on the warning signs. Remember, I told y'all I didn't know for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew that the mom just wasn't fucking with me, but I didn't know why.
Right.
But when I figured it out, the problem was when I approached the person I was dating and they didn't have my back, that's when I was like, okay, this isn't going to work. But the difference with my situation and her situation is it sounds like the dude has her back. And he says to her like, yo, I understand why you feel this way. You know, they're terrible with this kind of shit. And I understand you being upset. My girlfriend didn't do that. Instead, she put it off on me and act like it was me.
Oh, right. And oh, so it wasn't problem. A situation where you expressed it and she was just like, well, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So she was she wasn't defending you in front of them or with you personally.
You
that's
go.
Crazy, bro. How long would you deal with that then?
Not long. When I found out that that's what the deal was, it was like that's another crazy. Couple of months for me to find a spot and it was done.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that when I found out that's what the deal was, mm-hmm. I was like, so you've had me staying at their fucking house this whole time.
Mm.
And meanwhile, I'm in the room and they're probably like, this fucking dirty nigga, we need to wash the sheets when he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't say shit. I was like, well, I'm not going to be going over there anymore. And if she had said, I understand, I know, this is probably really awkward for you, I get it, I'd have been like, all right, this is salvageable. Mm. But instead, it was like, oh, well, this is going to be a problem if you can't be around my parents.
Oh, hell no. You got me fucked up.
Yeah. I was like, wait, time the fuck out. So you're saying this is my fault for being black and being offended that your parents don't like black people, as opposed to you being bothered by your parents not liking black people.
And
so
not
I was
being
like, okay.
sensitive to me. Fuck you.
Right. So I was like, so you're a piece of shit just like them. So this is done. But that doesn't sound like that's what's going on with this situation. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to see his parents.
So is it a deal breaker for y'all in general to, like, you know, be with a significant other, spouse, et cetera, and then their parents are just complete garbage?
I don't care about that, man.
It does bother you. Like, my ex, her mom just...
She didn't like you?
No, it's not that she didn't like me. She just, like...
Some people don't. I would assume.
You just be...
What?
Anyways.
You assume? Why you assume?
No, please.
See,
no.
She was baiting you.
Stop.
She was baiting
you. Because you're a Taurus,
no,
you're fake,
you
are
yes,
trash.
You were,
let's
were baiting.
Go.
Go ahead, Rob.
Let's
that's what
go.
You were saying, man.
Damn, what was
it? Yeah, see, that was fucked up, sir.
No. You said the parents and your ex.
You had an ex and the parents, and you stopped there because Sophie said some slick shit.
Right. Stop. It messed up my train of thought. But, ah, God.
Why'd you mess him up again, Mike?
I'm trying to help him. Yeah, I'm trying to bring him back to reality, away from your negativity.
But, yeah, it does take a toll on a relationship because, like, they're always in that person's ear and, like, they're always saying, what you shouldn't do and what you shouldn't
do.
I don't know if she was saying stuff like that, but it was
not
just
about
like
you, but in general,
yeah, but yeah, they can say stuff like that, and it could take a toll on the relationship because those are your parents at the end of the day.
But what if she's always combating it though? What if she always comes back and tells you, "Yeah, my parents be saying this shit, but this is bullshit. Fuck them."
But I love you. I'm gonna stay with
I'm gonna stay with you anyway.
Yeah, that's a little different. Yeah. But I wasn't getting that. I wasn't getting that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know,
cancel.
Yo, nah, I can't do this. I mean, it was other reasons too, but
sure.
I'm just like, that was the first time that I ever experienced that, like a parent. Like having not liking me like that,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like, wow, this is different.
Yeah, that's gotta affect you though.
Like, you, because my thing is like, you don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't never taken the time out to kind of know me. She lived out of town. She lived in South Carolina, and we were here in Georgia. It's like, how you have such a strong opinion about what's going on with us, and you're not even around us. So then I start questioning, like, okay, what are you saying to your mom about us? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's like, what is going on? Like, why does she have such a strong opinion about certain things?
Yeah,
like,
because if you happy, then when we start this relationship, it should start off on the right foot.
It should not start off on
the wrong foot.
Right. And I think her problem was that it wasn't necessarily like a me thing. It was more so a her thing because that was her only child. Mm-hmm. And she just really never detached from her. So she had problems with just all of her boyfriends in the past.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she liked me when she thought we were just friends.
Mm-hmm.
But when she found out we was boyfriend, girlfriend.
Is that possessive
shit? Yeah.
A lot of
totally
the times,
changed.
Yeah, it has to do with, like, the parents' relationship with that child and not necessarily you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless you, like, if you knew you did something and, like, they told them about it's like, damn, okay.
Exactly.
I'm on, you know, hot.
I haven't done anything.
In the hot seat.
Yeah. Cause like for me, it was kind of opposite where, my wife's parents, they loved me from the moment they met me, but my mama gave my wife a hard time, especially at first. And my wife, she couldn't understand the friction. And I was just like, look, you know, my mama, she could be like that. I'm the firstborn. Like, it's, you know, I kind of get it. I know it's weird. I really can't explain it though, but it'll be fine. It'll smooth itself out.
Weather the storm.
Yeah. It'll smooth itself out. It got a little weird, but then now they're good. You know what I'm saying? So they finally crossed.
So did you ever check your mom?
Hell yeah. Yeah. No, really? I had to.
Yeah.
How hard was that slap?
What do you mean? You got to.
I put it to you like this.
The new woman now,
you know,
bitch.
I'm older than 25, so I ain't 12 no more. You know, no more. And at the end of the day, you know, like there came a point in time where, you know, because I had this same thing with my brothers where I always saw them as little kids. And then my brother Alex had to check me one time. I'm like, oh, wait, you're a grown ass man.
You had to recalibrate how you were thinking.
Because it's just my perspective on them. You know, and my mom and, you know, wife, you know, something weird happened. And the next day, because y'all know, but the people don't know, me and my mom, we used to work together. And I was like, Mom, let me, you know, let me pay for your lunch. Let me holler at you. You know what I'm saying? And I had to address it right then and there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because the wife wanted me to address it right on the spot. I said, you don't know my mama.
That was bad.
Everybody would have died that day.
Yes. I cannot do it right now. She's like, well, why not? I said, look, I'm going to handle it. I got to handle it the way I know I got to handle it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mom.
I know my mom. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was like 2 days, because it happened like over the weekend. Then like that Monday, you know, I addressed her. I'm like, hey, look, you know, X, Y, Z, this, that, and the third. Then my mom called and apologized.
So she understood.
Yeah, she understood. And then ever since that point, it's just been on an up and up. Mm-hmm. And now they're like in a real good, you know, position where, you know, my mom will call her, check up on her. That's my wife good. Will call my that's mom. Dope. And that's all I ever wanted. You know what I'm saying?
But I wondered about that.
So that's maybe, cool. so maybe yeah, that's what cool. the guy needs to do. He needs to do take it a step further and like pull him to the check side.
It possibly. Sounds like he,
yeah, it sounds like, he's it sounds like he has. Had
maybe they didn't he hasn't. Care. Maybe just, he's just supportive of her, but has never actually right, doesn't right, have the right. confidence no, to go to his. I thought parents. He
said, let yeah, me see. It, I'm not gonna read it out loud, but let me see the yeah, question again. Like, y'all can keep talking. I'm just gonna try to.
Oh, man. But no, yeah, that's
no. You said you was curious about how that worked.
How what worked?
My wife and my mom.
Did I ask that?
I think somebody just said that. Or maybe
I was wondering how that whole thing dynamic, because you had said that before, but you'd never said about how they connected.
So. It just, you know, kind of naturally over time, you know, time heals all wounds, right. You know, and, you know, my mom doesn't always open up like that, but, you know, she finally opened up, you know what I'm saying? And
all right, Mike got
that's good.
Confirmation. What was it?
Yes, she said, I think he knows that I'm bothered by their remarks sometimes and has talked to them about it. Mm-hmm. So he's said
he's adjusted.
So,
but he may have addressed it lightly, though.
I don't think it, I mean, look, like if you know your parents, sometimes you just know that they're not going to change. But my whole thing is with this girl is I'm like, look, he's already said something to them. Mm-hmm. He knows you're bothered by it. That's really the most he can do. He can't just never see his parents, but you don't have to see his parents. Like you chose him. You didn't choose his parents. No, so
absolutely.
She should
but
just
but
leave it
does,
that.
But I feel it though. Cause it does bother you. Even if I don't, even the fact that I didn't see her mother, I'm like, yo, why do you not like me or whatever? And then my ex used to constantly, it's not about you. Trust me. It's not about you. It's about me or whatever. I'm like, but still.
This sounds like it's about her. It is like
not
her
just
parents.
Her though. It's just people in general.
No. Like,
That just sounds like it's about they don't them. Like.
It's
not about the attack. Fight back, man. I'm telling you,
she can't win that.
Obama,
come on, man. She wants real advice.
This is real advice.
Okay, so you really want to go argue with her parents all the time?
No, she don't have to argue.
But you're gonna create a rift that doesn't need to happen. No, there's not, because obviously her and her fiance.
They're gonna get married. Yeah, have an Obama themed wedding. As a matter of fact, when your wedding dress should have Obama shirt on it too. Just Obama, and then you put the Obama Jesus picture like in your house or your apartment, wherever y'all stand.
Just
so every
down,
time huh? they if double down or Obama every time, because when Trump is gone, that's it. Obama will live on forever. He is God. He is Jesus now. So when you come to their house, just always bombard them with Obama. They because when Trump gone, that's it. And then
I'm sure she's not listening to you. I'm sure she knows
Obama.
That you're full of shit right now.
She knows. Okay.
So I don't even think we have to address the fact that don't listen to Ken. Because you go in there arguing with his parents, it's just going
to
make things
worse.
Don't have to argue,
Mike.
No, don't argue. Just
that's going to be an argument.
Yeah. You're
going to
create forget the argument. It's just going to create a rift in your own relationship
because
that doesn't
you're
need
fighting
to be
with
there.
The parents.
Exactly.
If she shows up with a fucking Obama shirt,
even
they're going
like
to say
Obama.
They're going to say, oh, what's with the shirt? And then what's she supposed to do then? Oh, nothing. I just like the way it fits.
Yeah.
It's going to be an argument. Yeah. So she don't. I don't even know why I'm entertaining Ken.
See, because you
this
whole thing. Because you know what, Mike? You realize I had this Because, Mike, it's not even going to be the fact that the parents are going to address it. It's going to be the husband saying, oh, you know,
oh,
you
yeah, I didn't think of that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that, like,
they just take it off when you get there.
No, I feel you, because he's gonna be like, why are you trying to start?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like the rift isn't gonna happen between the wife and the parents. Yeah. That rift is already there, right? And all you're gonna try to do is just close it, but it's never gonna be like a perfect relationship because this is how they believe. But at the end of the day, what you want to do is keep your husband happy and make sure that your relationship is tight. But if you start to do that to antagonize the parents, what do you think the son is gonna do? He's gonna partly side with his parents, not wholeheartedly, but he's gonna be looking at you like, well, shit, you know what's up? Why the fuck is you put like egging them on?
Right. Right now, she's technically taking the higher road. And she just needs to stop going over there. So and they'll get the picture.
Back to Obama but it's not about, Michelle. But when they go low, we go high.
That's what she needs to say.
Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high.
No, I don't agree with that. Now, if she goes over there and they're flat out disrespecting her, like if they're saying some low-key racist shit, my opinion, she should get up and leave.
Yep.
I don't think she should argue with the parents because clearly they're just stuck in their ways. She should get up and leave. And when hopefully her fiance won't say, why did you leave? But when they get outside and they discuss it, she should be like, look, I'm not going to put up with this shit. I don't have to put up with this shit. And if he's really all about her, he should understand.
No, if he's all about her, he wouldn't allow it to continue on.
Right.
He would say something as it starts to escalate.
But it sounds like I said, it's not like he's already said something and they're not changing.
Yeah.
So at that point, it's like, what do you do? Well, babe, I understand. Don't come over here anymore.
Yeah, we need to wrap it up. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I had another point, but it's cool.
Was it a quick point?
No.
Okay.
Was it a good point?
No, go ahead. It's
if
fine.
It's good, let's go.
Oh, okay.
It's cool.
So thank you,
it's kind of good.
half good. All right. So send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. And-